Hey, it's me, Chase, with the Going From Business Student to Business Leader podcast / video, depending on where you're listening or watching. But yeah, so today I just kind of wanted to talk about podcasts and how they could be used to market your business. You know, podcasts are really great just to listen to in the car, or I mean, if you're just relaxing at home. You know, audio is really just a convenient platform for sharing. And so marketing through podcasts is kind of, kind of goes with, you know, the whole theme of, you know, providing a service, kind of like a TV show. But through that, you know, you get your own, you get to market your business through it. So what I mean is, we're going to use my dad's business for example. So he owns a wine store. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to start a podcast about wine. You know, and this is going to take many forms. You know, we're going to have the wine vendors that usually come in and sell us wine. We're going to, you know, we're going to give them an opportunity. It's a win-win to market their wines. So we're going to, you know, interview them. We'll sit them down and we're gonna say, hey, you know, how'd you get into the wine business? I just turned around because there's a busy road right there and I don't want to ruin the audio. But going back to the podcast, we're gonna interview the wine vendors, and we're just gonna say, well, how'd you get into wine? How'd you get affiliated with this vineyard? And then we're just gonna ask them questions about their wines, and it's gonna be, you know, informational. It's gonna be value adding to someone who wants to know about wine. And at the same time, they're gonna look at who's posting it, the Wine Exchange, which is the name of the company, the business, which is in St. Charles, Illinois. For those who are nearby, you should go visit. We're gonna say, hey, you know, we're gonna interview the wine vendors, and so people can learn about wine. The vendors will want to do it because they're getting the word out about their own stuff, and then we get to, as a wine company, a wine store, kind of put our name on as well and say, hey, thanks for listening to the Wine Exchange podcast. I hope you learned about wine. So it's branding more than selling. So you're kind of branding yourself through podcasts as someone who's knowledgeable about a certain area. So, you know, if you got a car, if you got a shop, you work on cars, having a podcast talking about, you know, all the jobs you're doing, everything you're doing, it's gonna let people know, that show people all the knowledge you have. And it's going to document it, and people are going to listen. People who want to learn about cars, they're going to listen. And at the same time, they're going to, when they hear the name of your business, they're like, holy cow, those guys are great. I know they know their stuff because they taught me everything I know. So, you know, so that goes with wine, with cars. It can be, you know, knitting. You've got a knitting company. You got a hobby company. You know, it could work for anything. Podcasts are just really great for branding, letting people know how knowledgeable you are about a specific topic. For me personally, I'm making podcasts to share what I'm learning about marketing. Marketing right now, at least. I'm not in school right now. For the reason I made this podcast is to document my journey here at the University of Iowa. Kind of just documenting what I'm learning and sharing it with you guys. Right now I'm focusing on social media marketing because I'm self-educating. School's not in right now. But yeah, so that's who I am. That's what I'm doing. If you have a company, a business, I really love to hear you guys create your own podcast. And it sounds way more complicated than it is. I've got this app. This is not a plug. I don't get paid to say this, but there's an app called Anchor, and you could literally start a podcast with your phone within like 10 minutes. So easy. All you have to do is press record, and it starts it, and it shares it to iTunes, Spotify, and like 10 other places. So I mean, there's no real excuse not to. It is time consuming in the sense that you'll have to like kind of, you know, think about ahead of time what you want to talk about. But it's not, you're getting branding, and you're getting, it's great. You should be doing it. We're going to be doing it. The Wine Exchange in St. Charles, Illinois. You can look it up. Nothing's out yet, but keep posting. But if you take me up on my challenge and you start a podcast, I'd really love for you to message me on whatever platform you're listening to this, and I'd love for you to just write the name of your podcast, and I'll follow it, and I'll listen to you, and I'll keep you accountable. Yeah, so subscribe if I brought any value to you. I hope I did. I'm doing this to document my journey, but also to bring you value. Yeah, thanks for listening. If you made it this far, it's really cool opportunity I'm kind of giving myself by making a podcast. Who knows who's gonna hear it? You know. So thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye. Hey, it's Chase. I just wanted to make kind of an edit, or just add on to what I just said. Everything I said was for people in business that own a business. But if you don't own a business, do what I'm doing. Literally just document your passion. You know, right now my passion is school. And business analytics, and I'm just documenting my passion. This is what I do. If you're into mountain biking, get a GoPro, start documenting, start making podcasts, start just talking about it. If you're into drawing, I mean, obviously you should get a Instagram, or Pinterest, but I mean, start make a podcast, document your hobbies. Document your passions. Doesn't have to be for a small business. This could be something that you maybe turn into a small business, you know. 2018, it's people called influencers, and they just document their passions, and they get paid for it. I don't want you to sell you on some sort of fantasy. Not gonna say it's not gonna be a lot of work, and it'll take a lot of patience, but I feel like it's risky not to, to start a podcast, to not, document your journey. I just feel like the future, it's got a lot in store, and for those who produce content, I feel like people that produce content in any kind of form are going to be able to take advantage somehow. So I just wanted to put that in there. All right, see you later.